Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, and joining me in the studio with a shaker in her hand is WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Are you happy to see me, or is that a shaker
in your hand? I want to hear a little shaking. I want to hear that ice cream. There we go. Don't be shy.
Sounds good.
Good job. So our subject for this morning is a classic cocktail called the Whiskey Sour. It is.
One of your favorites.
One of my favorites. Whiskey, lemon, sugar,
simple syrup.
That's about it. I know what interests me about whiskey sours, but what interested you about whiskey sours?
Well, to me, whiskey sour was always sort of like the ladies who lunch drink or something that my aunts would order at weddings when all my cousins were getting married in the 70s and 80s. So it's not really a drink that I ever paid that much attention to. I know that you, my friend, really like them.
It's true, I do. So for me, they were a bar mitzvah drink that we weren't allowed to have.
Right.
And so if you could somehow sneak a whiskey sour, that was like the best thing in the world. But they were just drinks we were not supposed to have. And they were very big in the 60s and 70s at these affairs.
Right. I got into a conversation with a colleague who had heard some of our cocktail shows. And he wanted to tell me about whiskey sours that he made, and he added an egg white to them, and specifically a duck egg white, because my colleague John raises ducks, and was really anxious that we would try this. So that's what we did. We got a dozen of duck eggs, though we don't need a dozen for cocktails, and we made a whiskey sour without an egg white, and we made one with. And what did you think, JP?
So my impression is exactly what it's supposed to be. The whiskey sour without the egg white is perfectly good, but a little rough around the edges, and the egg white just smooths it all out, gives it a little bit of froth, gives it a little nicer color, gives it a texture that is more three-dimensional.
Yeah, it's a little bit creamy. I almost sort of compare them to winter and spring. I could see in colder weather really enjoying the whiskey sour without the egg white. We used Elijah Craig small batch bourbon, which has a really nice rounded brown sugar, caramel, molasses quality flavor profile to it. Really nice. And so I could see the whiskey sour without the egg white being just a nice winter sipper when it's cold. The bourbon balances the citrus really well. You get the brown sugar up front. You get that nice sort of lashing of citrus in the back, really balanced. But then the one with the egg white, aside from it being pretty and having like that little white foam on the top, that reminds me of like the waves coming in on the sand.
Aww.
It just lightens up the whole drink and makes it rather pretty. It takes the edge off and it takes my edge off.
I think that's exactly it. I'm a huge fan of the whiskey sour. I'm so glad it came back because I never thought it would. You can garnish with a Luxardo cherry if you want to be really fancy, or a maraschino cherry if you're not so fancy. Either way is good. Look up some recipes for whiskey sours. All you need is whiskey, lemon juice, simple syrup, and you are in business. If you want it to be a little zippier, then rye is, I think, a good thing to use. If you want it to have more bite with bourbon, it's going to be a little smoother.
Right.
Whiskey sours.
Thank you, John Lindner.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.